Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. That's right, folks. It is Sunday, and you know what that means. Everyone's favorite after church special. Howdy Hillsboro, rated the number one radio show in all of North Carolina, according to Dark Yonder Magazine, here on 97.9 The Hill, no point. I am your host, Eric Pruitt, crime author and bartender at Yonder in beautiful Colonial AF downtown Hillsboro, with my partner in crime, as always, Alexis Bravos, massage therapist and fellow bartender. Sup, Alexis?
Hey, good morning.
Man, it is, you know, it is so great to be hanging out on a Sunday with you. And guess where we are today, ladies and gentlemen? The brand new grand opening of the Cherton Grove Video Game Arcade and Tanning Salon. We have been standing in line for over an hour to play the Taylor Swift pinball machine that just opened up. And I can't wait. Can you, Alexis?
I mean, you may have been here for an hour. I slept here. I've been here all night.
And this is where we are in line.
Yeah.
We are currently about six people behind, you know, around the corner. So there's like, I'm sure there's 25 people in front of us. And it's one, two, three. Oh, my God. Look at who is just ahead of us in line. It's Heather Wilson, big Swiftie Heather Wilson. How you doing, Heather?
Hi, you guys. What a pleasure to run into you here.
Hey, can we get ups in line with you?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Come
sorry,
right up.
Sorry, suckers. We're skipping ahead. Man, so you're a big-time Swiftie. Is this true? That's what I hear.
You know, I absolutely am. I am very into Taylor Swift, kind of against my will. So, good for me.
What do you mean against your will?
Oh, well, I kind of very much disliked Taylor Swift for a very long time for really no good reason. And then the pandemic happened, and she released a couple of, shall we say, emo-type records. And she hooked me. She hooked me hard. So, here we are in line. Waiting to play pinball with Taylor.
So some people became obsessed with nationalism and conspiracy theories, but you instead, you went for the pink, huh? Look at the Taylor Swift.
You know, I had a lot of time during the pandemic, so yeah, maybe I had a few obsessions, and that was absolutely one of them.
Is this a result of, you know, long periods of seclusion or perhaps long COVID, or was there something else that drew you to the Swiftieverse?
Well, I'm thankful to say it's not long COVID. I don't know. She's got some very poppy tunes, some very catchy hits. And then when you really listen to it, they're kind of sometimes very sad and poignant and will just shoot you right through the heart. So that got me. Here we are.
Here we are. So there is a... We'll talk about this a little bit later, but there is a Taylor Swift dance party coming up.
There is. I'm so very excited. It's going to be at your beautiful establishment yonder, and I'm hoping to see a lot of my Swiftie friends, a whole lot of them.
So we had one, what was this, a couple months ago, and it was like a huge success. Lots of people here. 3 straight hours of dancing to all of Taylor Swift's hits, and it was so busy that behind the bar, I couldn't really tell what was going on the dance floor, but I heard there was a lot of like interesting drama. Do you recall any of that?
Yeah, so I would love to say it was all of Taylor Swift's music, but it was just a smidge. We have so many more hits that haven't been played on the dance floor yet.
Really? There's more?
Oh, there's so much more, Alexis. There's a Taylor Swift song for basically anything you can think of. There were costume changes on the dance floor. My favorite thing is, even with the long, slow ballads, people were just rocking them out, doing a lot of lip syncing. Maybe there was some real singing going on. It was so much fun. And I absolutely cannot wait to do it all over again.
What are you going to wear? Do you have an outfit?
Well, I do indeed. Thanks for asking. I have a green dress with gold glitter. I do have to attend a wedding earlier that day. So it has to go from daytime to Swift time.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited about it.
How do you go from day to night?
Oh, that's a great question. It's not going to be a crazy costume, so it won't be a reputation error sort of thing. Not too villainesque. I can't be the villain at the wedding earlier in the day.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a little bit more folklore-esque. So think cabins in the woods and long flowy sleeves.
I call that Forest Witch.
Indeed. Yes. Forest Witch.
That's my main jam.
I love it. Yes.
Heather, everyone wants to know, what era are you in?
Oh, gosh. Oh, this is a great question.
Thank you.
I think it could change from day to day. I'm probably still in my reputation era, but I'm trying to cross over to my lover era.
I don't understand what that means.
And that's okay. That's okay. How much time do you have, Alexis?
I don't know. 3 minutes, maybe. All right. Let's switch gears here to Halloween, which is also this week. Very stoked about that. That's where my talents lie.
Yay.
Do you have a costume?
I have an angel costume.
Is it a slutty angel or like a real angel?
It has real angel wings, but I feel like every costume for Halloween is a slutty costume, so it's a little slutty. And that's okay, I guess.
Do you get trick-or-treaters at your house?
I don't. We're too far out in the country to get some trick-or-treaters proper, but I have heard there will be some downtown festivities here in Hillsborough for the trick-or-treaters,
yeah,
so that's exciting.
That already happened.
Oh,
you missed it.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, my kid is, you know, knocking on 16's door now. So we just watch scary movies. And
yeah, he doesn't go out wilding with his friends.
Not yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
In Detroit, they set the town on fire. That's what they do for Halloween.
Festive.
It's called Devil's Night.
Yeah.
Wish Hillsborough would pick up on that. You know,
what can we set on fire?
We'll beep out the next couple of witnesses. We'll have to edit that.
Well, I don't have a costume yet. So if you have any suggestions, think about it. And maybe during the advice section, we can talk about what I should be.
I'd love to get cracking on the advice, but it looks like three of the older people in line in front of us have passed out for lack of food or water.
Tom Stevens, no.
We're getting to move up in line a little bit, so why don't you guys stick around, and we'll be right back with some advice questions. You ready to answer some advice questions, Heather?
Oh, I'm here for it. Absolutely.
Stick around. Alexis and I will be right back with our guest, Heather Wilson. See you in a minute.
Take me to the lakes where all the poets went to die. I don't belong, and my beloved, neither do you. Those Windermere peaks look like a perfect place to cry. I'm setting off, but not without my muse.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsborough, everyone. I'm your host, Alexis Bravos, here with my co-host, Eric Pruitt, and our lovely and gorgeous guest, Heather Wilson. We're standing here in line at the brand new arcade and tanning salon here in Colonial Hillsborough.
Chicken Grove.
We're here on 97.9, No Point.
Nope.
The VCHL, The Hill. And we're getting ready to answer some advice questions. You ready for this, Heather?
Oh, I am ready.
All right. If y'all have advice questions of your own, you can come into the bar at Yonder and put them into the pickle jar.
Stick it in there.
Shove it right in.
Jam it in.
It'll fit.
It'll fit.
Or we can email you too.
Well, in a sense, you can enter them in the online portal.
Submit.
Fabulous.
At chapelboro.com/ Howdy Hillsboro.
Excellent.
Heather, are you going to just, you can give us your advice. Are you about to play some video games or are you going to get a tan?
Well, I have picked out this beautiful Playboy Bunny sticker, so I'm going to go tan first, and then I will relax after on the pinball machine.
Wait a minute. You're going to put the sticker on? And
Yes. When you tan, if you tan, you know, all natural, you need to know how your tan is progressing. So I have this fancy little Playboy sticker that I'm going to put on myself and get a sweet tan.
Wow.
Like on your lower back?
Like on my hip where all the other girls get them.
Okay.
I see you've never tanned before, Eric.
No.
Well, I use the creams from that I bought off of Amazon.
Oh, and interesting.
I sleep in a coffin, so you know I don't tan. All right, let's get started here. Dear Alexis, we need some new TV shows to watch and are completely out of ideas. Do you have any recommendations of something we should try? Well, actually, Heather and I do.
We absolutely do.
Yeah. I don't know how this happened, but somehow we're concurrently watching the same show from the 80s, which Indeed. Is Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just something in the zeitgeist, like how did we, because it just came to me like, oh, this is a show I watched when I was a kid with my dad. And we used to do all like the dances when like the Love Boat band would be on.
Yes.
But it's like, it's on Paramount. Yes.
Yes.
And it's so problematic in so many ways.
Oh, it does not hold up.
It really doesn't, does not. But it's like fascinating as like a sociological glimpse into like what our country was like in like 1979 through 1985.
It really is.
It's terrifying.
I noticed though, diversity wasn't a problem. It wasn't. They always had people of color like as guests on the boat instead of like the workers, which for some reason they've been doing over the last 10 years or so. There's usually a storyline involving people of color. The diversity is there that hasn't been there over the last like 10, 15 years.
Not so much diversity in the facial hair. There are a whole lot of big mustaches.
Ooh, I love a mustache.
I was going to say, I'm quite the fan, in case anybody's wondering.
But misogyny is alive and well.
Oh.
That captain is a horny guy.
They all are.
He's a horny captain.
And anytime I noticed I don't know if this is the first and second season or if it's all the seasons, because I know Julie goes away because of her real life crack addiction.
Oh,
I thought she got pregnant.
No, she was addicted to coke.
I can't be both.
But she comes back in the end. Spoiler alert. And in the meantime, her twin sister, Judy, is playing the cruise director. But every time Julie tries to get with someone on the boat, she's, can we say the word I want to say?
Rock blocked.
Something blocked.
Rooster blocked?
By her male.
I think if it happens to a woman, it's clam jammed.
Oh my God. She's blocked by her male coworkers. And I find that horribly insulting. So, Julie, you need to get yours.
I do that to Alexis all the time.
To this day, I've still never gotten a phone number at this bar. All right. Let's move on.
I've gotten four.
Hi, Alexis. I find myself swearing more than I used to, and I don't like it, especially out in public around strangers.
It's called Tourette's.
Any advice on how to stop swearing? Eric already answered the question, but yeah, I would like some advice on this too. I curse a lot around my son, who's now 12. So his friends probably talk like I do or worse. And I still have never heard him curse except when he was 3 years old. We used to live out in the country and we had this old weird shed and we had chickens. And my son used to climb a ladder on the side of the shed and he climbed up there once and there were a bunch of eggshells up there. And he said, "Mommy, what the F are all these eggshells?"
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, "Oh my God, you used it correctly. I'm so proud of you."
Yes.
Heather, do you have a potty mouth?
Absolutely. I have the biggest potty mouth. And it's a blessing and a curse, I feel. I was raised in the Appalachian Mountains, and my advice would be to this person asking the question, go visit some grandparents in the Appalachian Mountains, and you will learn, you know, some equally emotional words that just aren't swears, yeah. You know.
What are some alternative swear words to our favorite words?
I mean, you know, there's a lot of bless your heart in the South, you know, bless your heart. When things are bad for somebody, instead of saying that person is a bum hole, you would say, I'm going to put you on the prayer list. You know, you need Jesus. We'll put you on the prayer list.
I like to rhyme like mother trucker.
I like that too.
Mother father.
Yeah. What are your alternative swears?
I don't have any, dude. I let my freak flag fly, dude. I let everybody know how I feel. I can't hide it. I can't. When you get me, it's what you get. And I put AJ to work. I put the editor AJ to work sometimes.
All right. Do we have time for one more? Okay, a quick one. Let's see. You know, let's make this a serious one.
You're going to have to
edit out this slight pause, AJ. With all these news reports on people dying all the time of fentanyl, how do you talk to your kids about drugs these days? Like weed's probably okay, but if you try anything else, you might die instantly. Well, whether weed's okay is debatable, but I think you can't talk them out of doing anything. You just have to provide them with the information that they need to save their friends or have their friends save them. Folks, you can get Narcan free from the County of Orange. There is actually a vending machine at the Orange County Detention Center where you can get Narcan and fentanyl test strips, which you can test any drugs you're about to do to see if they contain fentanyl or xylazine. You heard it here.
They're free.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I got caught trying liquor, so my dad sat me down and made me drink a whole bunch right in front of him until I got sick and threw up, and it was like, this is what happens when you drink too much. So if you're trying to talk your kid off of doing fentanyl, just get a bunch of it and make him do it right in front of you, so that way he sees what happens to fentanyl. It's happening in the safety of your own.
Yeah, but make sure you have some Narcan to bring him back from the
indeed.
Dead. All right, folks, you heard it here.
Wussy, skip the Narcan.
Time to go to break, and we'll be right back with some more advice, and we'll tell you what's going on at Yonder Bar this week.
What do you sing on your drive home? Do you see my face in the neighbor's lawn? Does she smile? What does she mouth? Fuck you forever.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro.
Man, I think we've had dozens of those here on our 49th show, but that's the first time someone's ever done it sultry. That's our special guest, Heather Wilson, tearing it up here on Howdy Hillsboro at 97.9 Hill. No point. Welcome to Howdy Hillsboro again. I am Eric Pruitt, your host, as always, and my co-host, Alexis Bravos. We're here with Heather Wilson standing inside the Churton Grove Video Game Arcade and Tanning Salon. We finally made it inside.
I'm so excited.
Three more boomers have passed out waiting in line for the Taylor Swift pinball game. That gives us still plenty of time to answer some more questions and tell you what's going on this week. You should know Tuesday is Halloween, and we got a special edition of our Halloween open mic starting at 7:30. Wednesday, allegedly, is game night, and Thursday, we've got our live jazz with new morning jazz. And you want to get silly, you want to get bluegrassy, well, you get in here on Friday night the 3rd for the Carolina Heel Splitters, but make sure you hydrate all week, because the mother father of all dance parties, the Taylor Swift Dance Party Part 2, is rocking yonder all Saturday night. Get your britches down here. How many Eddies are you going to, Miss Heather Wilson?
Oh, I will probably be here every one of those nights. So yeah. Come on down, check out my tan.
Why did you say allegedly game night?
I don't know. I don't even really know what that word means.
Well, I'm getting stoked to play some games right now. Do you think they have Galaga or is it Galaga?
You remember I always said game? Galaga.
Galaga, right?
I like to play Ms. Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. Oh. She used to be Miss Pac-Man before the woke liberals took hold of it.
Oh, my God.
And everybody's favorite, skee-ball.
Ooh, I'm actually pretty good at skee-ball. It's all about the subtlety of the wrist movement.
You know, it's the flick of the wrist.
Exactly.
You'll have to give me some private lessons later.
Oh, I will.
And we will do that off the radio, by the way, because AJ will have his editing finger going crazy. Wrist lessons with Mommy Alexis and Heather Wilson coming up next. In the meantime, we have some Ask Alexis questions.
All right. Here's a doozy. Dear Alexis, my ex and I have two kids, and we are hosting a party for one of them. This is the first time we will all be together since our separation, and a lot of our old friends will be there. I'm very nervous about seeing him and how I'm going to fake smile my way through this. Any advice? Well, first of all, if your old friends, I would want to know whether or not they know about the separation, because I don't think you really need to fake smile your way through anything.
That's I agree.
Just my personal view. I have experience with this, and I got to say, you just got to kind of go with the flow. It's never going to be great. But
I think it will probably be a smidge awkward for everyone, maybe even the mutual friend. So you'll all have that in common. So maybe that can be a relaxing thought going into it.
Yeah, I think just making sure the kids are cool.
Right. That's all there for the kids.
Like, that's a very serious answer. Like, and not to shield them because they're smarter than you think and they know what's going on and they can see through your BS. But like, just making sure that like, you're not acting like an a-hole in front of your kids.
Absolutely. And maybe the goal may not be to be best of friends, but if you have shared children and you want the best for them, typically you want to have a respectful co-parenting relationship. And so, you know, if you can go into it and grin and bear it, as they say, maybe not fake a smile, but don't be a butthole, like you were saying.
Yeah. Things How many other go. Ways can we say that word?
My answer to this problem is the same answer I have to every problem. Alcohol.
Yes.
A little social lubrication there.
Yeah. But not so much alcohol that you get sick in front of all your old friends.
Right. Or get angry.
Do you want it to be a little awkward or do you want it to be a whole lot of awkward? That's what I'm saying. Make it awkward on your terms.
All right. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, I don't know if this is true or not, but my mom told me that our grandpa might be addicted to a little blue pill. I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Viagra?
I think Viagra, yeah. Or Cialis. They're the same thing, right?
This sounds horrible, but I don't think you should make this problem yours because, trust me, nobody's taking it harder than grandma.
Oh, God. All right. Let's quickly move on from that. Dear Alexis, a lot of bars and restaurants are starting to go cashless, meaning you can only pay with a card. Am I old because I think this is ridiculous and should be illegal? What are your thoughts on places going cashless? Well, to the first question, yes, you are old. I mean, that's just a fact.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. I'm old. And I mean, as far as things being illegal, of course not. But I do think it's a little ridiculous. And that's mostly because I get paid in cash most of the time. And I have a lot of cash on me.
I have to fully agree with you on this one. I mean, just take my money already. It's cash. It spins. But, you know, if it's cashless, maybe you tip in cash. How about that?
Yeah. And speaking of tips, everyone should come into Yonder Bar and just tip lavishly. And we'll be nicer to you.
Maybe. Maybe. This is all, to me, that's all just one more way for Joe Biden and the Illuminati to control you with the New World Order or something like that.
Because when you pay with Apple Pay, they take all your DNA information?
My uncle said something about these things that I halfway listened. So
I mean, you have to do your own research on Facebook, you know?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I want to thank you all for hanging out. It turns out that, you know, since Heather Wilson tripped a couple people in front of us, we get to move up to the Taylor Swift pinball machine. We have so much more we'd love to tell you, but not now, because we're about to shoot these pinballs into Taylor Swift's mouth. So y'all come out to the Taylor Swift party, and don't forget to come down here to the Chilton Grove Video Arcade and Tanning Salon and check it out. Tell them Eric and Alexis sent you. Thank you, Heather, for joining us. Thank you for listening to us. And until next time,
you're all set.
Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I like you. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Now can we be? But you can make me dream. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate.